6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, July 1st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Of course, we want to let you know, for those of you that are attempting to tune in on Monday, the Power Mall and the Power Hour are going to be closed in observance of Independence Day. Monday the 4th, you can order online 24-7 at thepowermall.com. Be sure to check the site Monday for a special sale. I want to let you know about that. And please keep Robert Redford's family in your prayers at this time. He unexpectedly passed away from health complications on June 17th. We also want to continue to pray for Dr. Carrie Mate's speedy recovery from an airplane crash that she was involved in last Sunday. We just lift the situation up to both of these people for their families. Just speedy recovery and dealing with the grief and the pain. And we just thank you for all of their blessings. We have another passing that we want to add. Not only did Dr. Carrie Mate nearly miss a date with death, those of you who are familiar with Z-Stack, and he was a speaker at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko was a physician, scientist, and activist for medical rights who touched the lives of millions of people. Some were saved through his role as a doctor during COVID. Even more were inspired by his words. His Zelenko protocol saved millions and earned him a Nobel Prize nomination and the admiration of a U.S. president, among other prominent world leaders. He has passed away in Boca Raton, Florida, from cancer. Please keep his family in your prayers as well. He was an immigrant from a socialist country that made his way into the United States and made a difference. Vitamir, by the way, is announcing new price increases due to shipping ingredients and packaging materials going up. That's going to happen soon. I believe it's the 15th is what Robert Tektalian was telling us on the show. And, of course, I got my non-GMO heirloom seed kits in the mail yesterday. Wait a minute. What do you mean you don't have your kits yet? Hey, you better get started. There are certain kits that you can plant in the fall and the winter and grow some decent veggies. You got to start on that. As a matter of fact, here's what we did. I checked in all my news sources here and came up with a couple of interesting things under food, you know, gardening, farming, and homesteading. Do you remember back in World War II? Sure you do. There was this little saying called a victory garden. They were widely planted in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, and Australia during World War I and again when World War II broke out because of the war effort. It was used along with rationing cards and stamps, helped to prevent food shortages and freed up commercial crops to feed the soldiers. Planting a victory garden also boosted morale by providing a way for folks at home to do their part in the war effort. Well, yeah, we're at war, all right. But it doesn't look like we're at war with somebody we want to be at war with. We're sticking our nose in the middle of a campaign called Ukraine. Putin just wants it back. But yet Biden wants to blame Putin for everything. What an excuse. There's also an article under gardening, farming, and homesteading about why you should raise rabbits. I'll bet you didn't know that rabbit pellets sell for about $9 for a 50-pound bag. Did you know that? You could sell rabbit manure, the pellets. And I'll tell you what, 75 rabbits will generate a lot of 50-pound bags of pellets. Who says you can't make money shoveling the proverbial caca? And not only that, but we talked to Marjorie Wildcrap about this, and she said, hey, guess what? You can use this stuff right away in your compost pile, and you can use it in your veggies right away. It's soft, not like chicken poop that you have to put in your compost and let it sit there for 6 months to a year before you can use it because it's pretty hot stuff. Rabbit pellets, on the other hand, instant fertilizer. And see, if we're in a fertilizer shortage, here's a great way to make money. And not only that, rabbits, did you know that rabbits have less fat and more protein than chicken? Did you? Well, good for you if you knew that. Hey, we're all about solutions here. That's why we put the article in there for you. Clay Clark's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour. Top of next hour, Andrew Butchin. We're going to be talking about EMP Shield and why you should have it in your home and in your vehicles. Benjamin Sledge will be on at the bottom of the next hour. He is an Iraq war veteran looking back on the price of war. He has a book out called Where Cowards Go to Die. And this is something that, you know, we'll be getting into discussing the war effort and what's going on here. Benjamin Sledge, by the way, won the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Where Cowards Go to Die is his book. It's going to be out the day after the 4th of July, July 5th. That's only fitting. We should have him on the show. In the meantime, it's time for the Monkeypox Show. You know, what's really funny is Greg Gutfeld was making so much fun of that last night on TV about monkeypox, asking all of his guests on the show what their take was on monkeypox. Well, it's really funny. The warnings we're getting here, practice makes perfect despite complaining. The people writing the story, that would be Mercola. And he's talking about his colleague, Paul Alexander, who's been on the show before. They're calling out the public officials for their dereliction of duty and failing to warn affected communities clearly about how they can protect themselves. But this is the thing. There's only 300-some-odd cases. And as of June 23rd, more than 3,417 identified cases were reported across 58 countries on multiple continents. Yet, guess what? Yeah, yeah, the new SARS-CoV-2, a.k.a. monkeypox. Yeah, they're going to try to pull this stunt again. Oh, but wait a minute, wait a minute. It only affects, specifically, pride participants, men who have sex with men. Sounds a bit like HIV, doesn't it? Oh, they even have vaccines for it. Haven't heard about anybody dying yet. But anyway, they have monkeypox, and there is an acronym for it, PHEIC, Public Health Emergency International Concern. Guess how it's pronounced? Fake. I thought you might like that one. Yeah, unless you're out there having unprotected sex with people who are infected, I don't really think you got that much to worry about. Just keep your eyes and ears open and go on about your business and regard this as pretty much propaganda. There's also another propaganda report we have here, too, under COVID-related news. Did catastrophic accidents start COVID-19? Well, see, here's the World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Yeah, he wants to rule the world. He's a little commie pig, authoritarian. And he believes, you know, he confided in somebody that he believes COVID-19 was a result of a catastrophic accident at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. Now this is just now coming out? Really? That's more propaganda for you folks. Trying to make it look like it was an accident when we all know that it wasn't. We know it wasn't an accident, just like we know November of 2020 wasn't an accident either. 80 plus million people got ripped off. That's what they think. That's what they know. And now the cases are coming forward. Dutch farmers, in the meantime, believe it or not, are protesting climate mandates that would cut livestock by 30%. Now, can you imagine this? The Netherlands puts out about 30% of the world's food supply, and they want them to cut production because of this? They really are trying this thing with climate change. It's garbage, folks. More propaganda. We have enough fossil fuels on this earth to last us several centuries. Don't let anybody tell you any different. The Minister of Nature and Nitrogen Policy over in the Netherlands expects about a third of the 50,000 Dutch farms to disappear by 2030. Sad but true. It's what they're doing. Getting crazy on these people. And, of course, new news from the Supreme Court. Yep, the Supremes.
I hear a symphony.
Yeah, the Supreme Court has followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling for the first time, recognizing a constitutional right to carry firearms in public for self-defense by issuing a series of rulings yesterday, reversing federal appeals court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii, struck down four appellate decisions in all four states, saying, sorry, they get the right to carry. Do you know in Hawaii in the last 10 years between 2010 and 2020, only four permits to carry were issued? They really were putting the clamps down. Guess what? Supreme Court says you can't do it. And the litigation over abortion bans, for those of you who haven't been keeping track, you know, it begins at the state level. This is why I say the 10th Amendment was victorious. Judges blocked laws in five states, believe it or not. Supporters of abortion rights are taking their battle to state courts, filing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit in Louisiana, Utah, South Carolina, Kentucky, Florida, Texas, Idaho, Mississippi, Arizona, Iowa, Michigan. All those states. Yep, see, this is what they're doing now. They finally figured it out. All the attorneys said, well, no. See, the people who are out there protesting that maybe should have been aborted when their mothers were carrying them to term, because, see, if they were aborted, they wouldn't be out protesting. But, see, back then, women had more respect for their bodies and just wasn't like that back in the 50s. And even some of the 60s, it was the later part of the 60s where things started to get a little weird. Remember that? The whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. Remember that? Chicago Transit Authority came out with that album. And they started out with that before they got to question 67 and 68. For those of you music buffs out there, it's amazing. That was 1968 at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. I remember watching it on TV as a kid. There are certain things you don't forget, and that was one of them. But to also understand that the Supreme Court, supposedly, with the Dobbs ruling, alleged that a 1931 abortion ban violates the state constitution. This is what they're saying in Michigan. A lawsuit filed before the Dobbs ruling said the abortion ban violates it. A judge agreed with the argument. In May, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said she's also filing suit to block the law. You see, they're all going to basically tell the Supreme Court, just like what Maxine Waters, that little blabbermouth. Yeah. Any congressperson that would tell the Supreme Court to go to hell deserves to get voted out of office. You know, it's too bad we don't do tar and feathering anymore. Not that you could tell. A Texas sheriff finally took things into his own hands, driving four illegal aliens to the international bridge and dumping them off. This happened after Kinney County, Texas sheriff's deputies responded to a suspected smuggling vehicle on a county road early in the morning. On June 29th, during the ensuing pursuit, the fleeing driver lost control of the vehicle and flipped it. The driver, a Mexican national wearing a cartel-related medallion, was taken into custody and is facing at least seven felony charges, according to Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe. He's not getting out. But all of the people he was transporting were illegal immigrants, one female, three males. They were all taken to the border and dumped off by the sheriff. I mean, Coe told the Epoch Times, hey, they declined any kind of medical help. Guess what? I can't let them walk the streets. I can't say, hey, go be free. I still have to protect the Constitution and protect the people in the county. So he drove them to Eagle Pass about an hour away and dropped them off at the port of entry between the U.S. and Mexico. Of course, Governor Abbott giving kudos to that. A New York judge has lifted a contempt order against former President Donald Trump in this civil investigation. The Trump lawyer team did turn over documents and has been trying to cooperate. The attorney for Trump seems to think that the contempt citation was ill put in the first place. And of course, you know who, Scarecrow. Here's a quote, in case you missed it. Drivers must pay more for gas, quote, as long as it takes to end Russia war.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. He said that? Oh, is this Cheech? Oh, yeah, man. Oh, this, what did that pendejo say now?
Oh, I just said. He says it's gonna, you're going to pay more for gas as long as it takes to end the Russia war with Ukraine.
Oh, man, that's not cool, man. Oh, man. Hey, we got. How are we going to power the car, man? Yeah, that's a really sharp short you got.
Oh, far out, man. Little commentary there against Sleepy Joe by Cheech and Chong. You remember them, don't you? U.S. Supreme Court tosses three rulings against abortion laws. You know, this is all part of the tit-for-tat syndrome that we're going on right now. Weapons of mass distraction. Yeah, just look at what the Constitution says. Apparently, all those out protesting didn't. Most of them didn't read the opinion. In fact, I remember Jesse Waters sent somebody out there to ask them whether or not they read the opinion, and majority of them said no. Well, but yep, they're out there protesting. Why? You remember what the Bible said in Acts chapter 2, and the more part of them knew not why they were come together. yeah, history repeats itself, doesn't it? Meanwhile, in the economy, the Atlanta Fed predicts negative second quarter growth, indicating the recession has begun. Okay, we know who caused it. Remember that in November. I'm sure a lot of Democrats are going to remember it. Right now, we're looking at, what, 79% want to dump you-know-who into the tank? And it's not sugar either. It's Scarecrow and Giggles. That's who they want to get rid of. Well, we can turn them into a lame duck, and Congress can do their thing as long as we do our thing and do our duty and go to the polls and vote. According to J.P. Morgan Chief Investment Officer Bob Michel, he said high inflation can become destructive. This guy's been around since the 1980s stagflation period. But he said 2022 is the most challenging year of his career so far, according to Bloomberg. Yeah, Bloomberg, of course, is the one that ran the article that where the columnist basically said, if you want to fight inflation, let your dog die. So you're going to be subscribing to Bloomberg or paying Bloomberg for subscriptions? I don't think so. The S&P, everything is starting to drop in value. ESG, or environmental, social, and governance funds, are supposed to be those focused on companies with strong environmental ethics and responsibility. Well, they just kicked Tesla out. It was removed from the S&P 500 ESG index. Elon Musk tweeted in a response, it's a scam, considering ExxonMobil is still listed. Further investigation is showing rampant greenwashing has occurred, and many ESG-labeled funds are far from sustainable. Looks like one big giant Ponzi scheme, and you are the target. Goldman Sachs apparently is now being investigated over its ESG funds, including whether the bank's management of the funds differs from what has disclosed to investors. Remember, we're talking about full transparency, especially when you're investing in investment vehicles on Wall Street. And it's been over 6 months since the Infrastructure and Investment and Jobs Act was passed with its cryptocurrency reporting provisions intact. If it is left unamended, those provisions are going to require exchanges, miners, and software developers to report the name and address of each customer, as well as any business engaged in a transaction of $10,000 or more in cryptocurrency to report the customer's name, address, taxpayer identification number, amount paid, date, nature of the transaction. Worse yet, it's only 6 months until the reporting requirements start to go into effect. And if you thought you were going to hide all your money, in Bitcoin? Yeah, we've had economic advisors on our show tell you, don't do that. It's just another way to deplete all of your hard-earned money. I'd put it into hard assets like real estate, because it's not going anywhere. Electric vehicles, by the way, have embarrassing number of quality issues compared to combustible engines, according to a 2022 study by J.D. Power. In its U.S. initial quality study, lower scores represented higher quality vehicles. Tesla models were not included. They're shown separately. It's a problem, though. Tesla models, which were included in the industry calculation for the first time, you ready for this? 226 problems per 100 vehicles. Ouch. You really want to get an electric car? You want to spend that kind of money? How about getting a second-hand car? Four in the front and two push. We've got some articles also in our email blast, which if you're subscribing to Power Hour at 22828, evidence shows having the correct potassium to sodium balance influences your risk for hypertension and heart disease to a far greater extent than high sodium alone, and the Western diet tends to be lacking in potassium. Should be eating more potassium than sodium, folks. That's what the article basically gets to, but you can read it for yourself. And, of course, we have nine traits of the survival mindset that will keep you calm in regular life and in life-threatening situations under our health category. Tenacity, adaptability, work ethic, creativity, positivity, acceptance, humor, bravery, and motivation. Nine things right there. It all has to do with your mental acuity, unlike Sleepy Joe. He doesn't have mental acuity. And cancel culture. We got a little article there about cancel culture, canceling itself. A little commentary there from News with Views by Kathleen Marquardt. Clay Clark is going to be joining us after the bottom of the hour break. You definitely want to stay tuned for this. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle. ¶¶
31 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, July 1st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. What are you going to do for the 4th of July? Are you going to cook out? I am. I got the barbecue ready to go. Yeah, I'm going to do some ribs on the Barbie for the 4th. Don't know about you if you've got an idea. You know our number, 844-769-2944. You can tell us what you're going to do on the 4th of July. Hopefully, if you're setting off any fireworks, please be mindful that much of the country's in drought and there's probably a burn ban. Check with your local laws and warnings as to whether or not fireworks are allowed. We don't want you burning down the neighbor's house. Most interesting things happening in the world today, besides the fact that we're tied up with this war in Ukraine and monkeypox wants to invade us again. Food shortage, very important. It's one of the reasons why we are putting together and have at the Power Mall non-GMO heirloom seed kits. I am holding in my hand right now the Summer Savory Herb Organic. I actually have 15 of these tubs that are about probably maybe 6 to 8 inches deep, and they're about, I would say, 30 inches long. They're green, and they sit in a rack with five on each one. And you basically put potting soil in there, and that's what those are going to go into. I didn't have a whole lot of luck. If you don't put them in a greenhouse and you don't have a way to control the amount of water that they're getting, mine got over inundated with water. It was a very bad thing. We are still awaiting Clay Clark to call into the studio. The website is thrivetimeshow.com. And for those of you who have not been to timetofreeamerica.com, you definitely want to check that website out because it's all full of all sorts of links that you should be aware of. And the links I'm talking about are some pretty serious things like the patents. We've been trying to tell you about these jabs. Now they want to jab your kids. You really need to run the opposite direction of what these agencies, they just put these mandates out. They're really not legal per se. But, you know, then again, when they get Sleepy Joe to put the mandates out, things get a little crazy. And if you got a comment on that, especially if you decided, I'm not going to have my kid get the jab no matter what the school district said, then my comment or question to you would be, how are you going to treat this situation if they come to your door? You know, I'm talking about a truant officer, and you've decided to keep your kid out of school. And see, truant officers have the power to call Child Protective Services and make your life a living hell. Have you considered the possibility of moving to a homeschool-friendly state? There's a lot of them out there. If you're dissatisfied with the state that you are living in and you want to do right by your children, and I'm not saying that the children come first. The breadwinners come first because the children can't survive without the breadwinners. And for those of you putting your kids first, you're probably the kind that put them in the shopping cart, and when you wheel them up to the checkout line and they see all that candy in the checkout stand and start the, I want, I want, I want, you probably cater to them. You're the one's going to have to pay the dental bill, folks. Kids don't have the money to do that. They're going to have to put up with the pain. But hey, you know that short-term thing called sweet tooth? Yeah, when they got to go to the dentist, different story. That's why you need to get the Vitamir before the price goes up. Vitamir has suffered a hit. Shipping, ingredients, packaging materials, they're going to have to raise the price as of the 15th of the month. If you didn't know it, today's July 1st. Monday is the 4th of July. I know a lot of you are just so busy with life these days. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything we're talking about, including planting a victory garden. This lettuce mix I'm holding in my hands right now, there's five different kinds, green loose leaf, red romaine, butterhead type, and green red romaine. I mean, this is really good stuff. And they actually have the instructions here on how to plant all of these. Now I'm holding the Charleston Gray watermelon. I mean, this is really good. Understand something about watermelon, folks. You really got to have some space to plant that in, because watermelon will suck the nitrogen out of the soil. And that is why, you know, cantaloupe, that cucumbers, they all do the same thing. They suck nitrogen out of the soil. Anytime that you see somebody selling a tract or a plot of land and they said, well, we were just raising, you know, crops on it. Really? What kind of crops? Watermelon. Oh, well, that means I'm going to have to spend a ton of money fertilizing the soil because of all the nitrogen that got sucked out by the watermelon. Same with cukes. Same with cantaloupe. That's why you have rabbit poop. Yep. By the way, I've started digging the holes for the chicken coop and the rabbit tree, the rabbiton, I guess that's what you call it. And what do you call a baby rabbit? Start getting that into your language base here, folks. You call them a kit, K-I-T, for those of you who didn't know that. But I know Marjorie Wildcraft knows that, because she's the one advocating that you get yourself a buck and three does, because they will produce 75 rabbits a year. And if you don't like the idea of having to slaughter them, make a deal with someone that is a that does rendering, your local butcher. There are guys out there that you go shoot a deer and they will eviscerate it, gut it, field dress it, whole nine yards. If you don't know how to do it, or you don't have the guts to do it, or you're, I can't say chicken because we're talking about rabbits here. But if that sort of thing, you just abhor the idea of, you know, sacrificing a little bunny because they have more protein and less fat than chicken does. Well, you know, you're going to have to find somebody that knows how to do it. See, the thing is when it comes to surviving, that's what we're all about here. We're all about solutions, folks. That is the way it is. Let's look in at Thrive Time Show and see what's going on in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm clicking on the tab. This is happening June 8th or July 8th and 9th. Boy, that's right around the corner, folks. I wonder how many tickets they have left for sale. Probably a couple hundred. These things go really, really fast. And let's see who is speaking in Virginia Beach. I bet you Greg Locke will be there. I know General Michael Flynn and Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Pastor Ben Graham. Yeah, it looks like a lot of them are going to be there. I know Zev Zelenko will not be, because we just lost him. Great frontline doctor. And, of course, his picture's in there, too, in the upper right-hand corner. For those of you who don't know who Zev Zelenko was, he had an item out that had vitamin C and D and zinc and quercetin. And it was called Z-Stack. And so his manufacturing company down in Boca Raton, I'm not saying that it's not wrong to make money off of this thing. God forbid, the pharmaceutical companies made tons of money. Not a good thing. Anyway, the Rock Auditorium, 640 Kempsville Road in Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23464, is where the event's going to be held. This is July 8th and 9th from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. The doors open at 6 o'clock in the morning. The event begins at 8. Why do we do this? If you know a pastor wants to go 50% off ticket prices, and they're only selling 5,000 tickets, folks, this is going to be a big show. Clay Clark is putting on, doing the Gideon's 300 Pastor Summit. Why pastors get 50% off on all their ticket prices. If you're going to stay anywhere, they're recommending the Courtyard Marriott at Atlantic Avenue in Virginia Beach. They really try. This is episode number 13, folks. I was at the last one at Myrtle Beach. I'll tell you, this is some event to behold. In the meantime, North Dakota has ruled on Bill Gates' $13.5 million farmland purchase that we talked to you about yesterday. Microsoft founder Bill Gates has won legal approval to buy a massive swath of prime North Dakota farmland over the objections of some local residents and questions about the legality of the purchase. North Dakota's attorney general, a Republican, cleared the sale on June 29th after finding the entity linked to Gates complies with a Depression era law meant to protect family farms because the land is being leased back to farmers. This is the Red River Trust. It's a Texas-based entity with ties to Gates. In November, bought some 2,100 acres of farmland in North Dakota near the borders of Minnesota and Canada. The move drew scrutiny from North Dakota's top prosecutor in context of possible noncompliance with laws that prohibit corporations or limited liability companies from owning farmland or ranch land, but allow individual trusts to own the land if it's leased to farmers. What a way to hold something over someone's head. The CDC, meanwhile, has disclosed the likely origin of a deadly listeria outbreak in a specific food product that hasn't been identified yet. It's hospitalized nearly 24 people, maybe linked to Florida, according to health officials. CDC announced in a notice yesterday the outbreak has left one person dead, sick in 23, and hospitalized 22 across 10 states. Most of the sick people either live in Florida or traveled to the Sunshine State about a month before they became ill. Of the 22 people with information, 20 sick people reported living in or traveling to Florida in the month before they got sick, and now they're trying to figure out where they got it from. Listeria is one of the most dangerous forms of food poisoning that can cause illnesses with short-term symptoms like high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, per the CDC. It's generally rare, causes a mild infection in healthy individuals. It primarily affects young children, the elderly, or those with weakened immune systems, as well as pregnant women. And if you got the jab, I guarantee you, probably going to affect you. The White House, I always like this, the White House, is criticizing Mitch McConnell for threatening a semiconductor bill.
How dare you, Mitch McConnell, you old fart.
You don't need to be in office anymore anyway. When are you people in Kentucky going to vote this moron out? This rhino? When are you going to vote him out? Am I being just a little too hard on Mitchie, huh? What rhymes with Mitch? I know your favorite female dog term. And every time he does something rhino, we all start screaming, right? The Biden administration, see, now it's not the White House. The headline reads, the White House criticizes Mitch McConnell. But see, White Houses can't criticize. White Houses are just what they are. They're a big building painted white. They are incapable of criticizing anything, which you got to wonder about these writers for Epic Times sometimes when they put down White House criticizes Mitch McConnell, when it's really the Biden administration through their little openly gay press secretary that took Jen Psaki's place so she could go to MSDNC. And basically what's happening there, they're getting into his case because he's threatening withdrawal of Republican support regarding a semiconductor bill if the Democrats move ahead with their economic reconciliation bill. This is another tit-for-tat story, folks. And, of course, what does White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, what she say? The Republican Senate leader is holding hostage a bipartisan package semiconductor bill to strengthen American competitiveness versus China that would yield hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs in places like southern Ohio, Idaho, and other states around the country. It would lower the cost of countless products and end our reliance on imports. And, of course, she is reading that from a book. She has response pages to any question that the media would ask her in a press conference. And trust me, the media does way more research than you can imagine. Clay Clark, God bless you, sir. How are you?
I am doing great. You know, I've been doing back-to-back interviews today, and I believe that I got stuck. Sometimes the time delays happen, so I appreciate your patience and your audience's patience, and hopefully I can deliver at least 10 knowledge bombs in 15 minutes for you.
I hope you can, and I'm so sorry that Zev Zelenko passed away. He's not going to be joining you for this event.
Well, let me say this about Zev Zelenko, and let me tell you about my weird views on death. You know, my dad died years ago of Lou Gehrig's disease, and when he died, people said, are you okay? You sad? How you doing? Well, I really do believe that my dad was right with God and that he went to be with Christ when he passed away, you know? So I'm actually was excited for my dad because he finished running the race. He had done a good job, and I really do believe being up with there, up in the clouds, up in heaven with Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is a great thing. And I'm sure my dad was probably praying for me right now, saying, "Dear God, you know, help them to make it through this chaos before they come join us." I mean, you know what I mean? In a way, people who are with God right now probably look down on us and are probably praying for us. And so Dr. Zelenko was a proud patriot. He feared the Lord, absolutely feared God and nothing else. He was the first doctor in New York to be willing to treat COVID-19 patients. His protocols were used to save the lives of millions of people all around the planet. The first doctor I know of that called out Yuval Noah Harari, the perverse prophet of Bill Gates, Obama, Zuckerberg, and Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari. The first doctor I know to call out CERN, the world's largest supercomputer that's trying to replicate the Big Bang right now on July 5th. The first doctor to call out Klaus Schwab and the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum. I mean, I just think Dr. Zelenko is a great patriot, and I believe he's right there with our Lord and Savior, God, at this moment right now. And I'll tell everybody out there, if you didn't know Dr. Zelenko, he was the real deal behind the scenes.
Yes, and we're all, and everybody is praying for Carrie Mate as well, who got severely injured in that plane crash in northern Georgia. So, we have really been putting it out.
Well, I'll say this. If you're listening right now today, folks, there's really three main stories I think that everyone needs to be aware of right now that are impacting everybody. One is, if you're listening right now, you need to know that monkeypox is going to be the next outbreak they're going to try to scare you with. Who is they? What is it? Well, if you go to time2freeamerica.com and you click on the button that has the monkey face, the monkeypox button, if you click on that button, you will see that there's a little monkeypox button there. There's a group called the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which was created, founded by Ted Turner and funded by Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Nuclear Threat Initiative. And this group of geniuses and tech multimillionaires and billionaires, they predicted or prophesied or guessed or planned that there would be an outbreak of monkeypox beginning on May 15th of 2022. And do you know that they guessed that this would happen 15 months ago? 15 months ago. And now what the news is saying is, Al Jazeera is saying, urgent action needed over monkeypox 30 minutes ago. 30 minutes ago, folks. They're saying, Al Jazeera reported, urgent action needed in Europe over monkeypox spread. The World Health Organization is saying they're debating whether to start a new global alarm system. You're starting to see, and then this, I can't make this up. They are now saying that monkeypox is mutating and it's becoming more dangerous and more transmissible because of climate change. Oh, yes. So they're saying that climate change and monkeypox, so there's an outbreak and climate change. Those two are teaming up in some sort of apocalyptic tornado, and that the only way to stop the apocalypse, and I'm quoting, is to impose new taxes. This is an actual statement Yuval Noah Harari said on TED Talks. Listen to this. 10 days ago, Yuval Noah Harari said this during his TED Talks presentation. Listen to this.
To prevent the apocalypse, we'll probably need to impose some new taxes.
He said to prevent the apocalypse, we need to impose some new taxes.
Wow. The apocalypse.
This is what he says, yes. And I want people to understand this. The World Health Organization, they rolled out their experts. And their experts, and I can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's mind-boggling. The World Health Organization, they rolled out their expert, and she's saying that if you go outside between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. right now, you need to be careful. So listen, this is the World Health Organization. They just put this out. Okay. This is Emily Van Deventer. Emily Van Deventer. This just came out less than 7 days ago. Listen to this.
Planet radiation is a bit tricky because you cannot see it. You cannot feel it. It's different from light that you can see. For example, from the sun, you see the light coming to Earth, so you know there is this radiation. For infrared radiation, you feel it because you can feel the heat of it. But UV radiation, you cannot feel it nor see it. If you go out in the middle of the day, let's say from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you usually have to be careful if it's the summer months. When the UV comes down to Earth, it can reflect off snow can reflect off the water and even the grass. UVI value is the greater the potential.
Okay, so they're trying to say that monkeypox right now, we are on the verge of an apocalyptic outbreak that could only be prevented by imposing new taxes. That's their words.
It's just nuts. How's
that
going to happen?
It's absolutely nuts. Well, I'll tell you this. On July 5th, just to further blow someone's mind, on July 5th, CERN, now, if anybody out there doesn't know what CERN is, okay, CERN derives its name from Cernunnos, was a deity. Cernunnos, the deity depicted with antlers, seated cross-legged, associated with stags, horned serpents, you know, CERN, the demonic CERN. CERN, they have a logo called 666. The logo for CERN is 666. It involves three sixes in the logo. And CERN is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo. So if you open your Bible to Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, you can read more about CERN. But CERN, in 1989, they invented the Internet. They were credited with inventing the Internet. And they chose to call it WWW. And in Hebrew, W means six. So they called WWW 666. The CERN logo is 666, and they are open. They're turning on July 5th a 13.6 trillion electron volt hadron collider. Hadron like Hades, you know, like hell. A hadron collider with the stated goal of trying to isolate the God particle. They believe they are trying to isolate the particle that caused the Big Bang. And despite the warnings of the atheist Stephen Hawking, remember Stephen Hawking, not a Christian, Stephen Hawking told CERN, he said, you do not want to do what you're doing because you could open a portal into a dimension that you can't close, and spontaneous volcanic eruptions and earthquakes may occur as a result of this. And yet CERN on July 5th will fire up their 13.6 trillion electron volt Hadron Collider. And folks, if you just do a search right now, type in July 5th, CERN, and you can learn about this. It is absolutely wild what they're attempting to do right now. And I'm telling you, if you haven't read Matthew chapter 24 in a while, you need to read it, because the apostles asked Jesus, they said, how do we know when you're returning? And he said, well, you want to look for wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places, and you want to look for pestilences and famines, and many shall be offended. And, you know, everything that Jesus said had to happen before his return is happening. The Euphrates is now drying up. There is a red heifer. Yuval Noah Harari is the top advisor for the World Economic Forum. He's godless. He rejects the God of his fathers. He's from Israel. He doesn't eat meat. He's openly gay. He wants to now change the times and the laws. Yuval Noah Harari is now on the record of saying that he wants to change our legal system as a result of COVID-19. Listen to this.
It will demand a lot of changes in many fields. Like the most obvious is the legal field. The idea that we punish people for making bad choices, that should be out.
Okay, oh, wait, okay.
We still need a legal system.
So Bill Cosby couldn't control his choices.
But we don't punish him for bad choices. We should send him to jail for several other things. First of all, if you have the kind of brain that makes these decisions, then society should be protected against.
He is now advocating arresting people for thought crime. This is Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for Obama, Gates, Zuckerberg, World Economic Forum. This is Yuval Noah Harari, the man praised by Barack Obama. He sold 40 million copies of his books. That's what's happening. If you want to learn more about this psychopath, go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and just, it's all right there. It's all laid out. Or you go to rumble.com, and you can search tonight on rumble.com for Yuval Noah Harari, Y-U-V-A-L, Yuval Noah Harari. You can see it all. He says they're playing out loud. He wants to attach your immune system to the Internet. He's now saying out loud that the World Health, he recommends, this is Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor for the World Economic Forum. He's now saying they want to connect your immune system to the Internet. Listen to this.
Historian Yuval Harari has developed his vision of the future by studying the past. His Israeli roots are of crucial importance to the formation of his view of the future. He's now using all of that knowledge to give us his vision for the future.
With especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely
that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network. The new powers that we are gaining now, especially the powers of biotechnology and artificial intelligence, are really going to transform us into gods. And I don't mean this as a kind of literary metaphor. I mean it in a literal sense.
Are you hearing what he's saying? This guy is saying he's turning himself into God.
Yeah, you got to believe that. Hey, what about Virginia Beach? We've only got less than a minute left. Tell me about what's happening there. I've already been plugging it, so give me the scoop.
Donald J. Trump Jr. is joining us for the first time. Eric Trump will be there. Dr. Tenpenny will be there. We've got Dr. Jane Ruby. The lineup is the biggest lineup we've ever had, folks. Dr. Mikovits will be there. You go to time2freeamerica.com. We have 114 tickets left for the Reawaken America Tour, July 8th and 9th at Virginia Beach, and you can always name your price. So get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com, and you can name your price. Time2freeamerica.com.
Thank you, Clay Clark, for that information. We appreciate you. God bless you, and God bless the work that you're doing for America. This is the Reawaken America Tour, folks. We're going to be joined by Andrew Butchen after the break. We're going to talk about EMP. Stay with us.
Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.